This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of the serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just like those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon, I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he is built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you today. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And you know what? I love that video. Paul Harvey is one of my favorites, and that video is so striking in its message. There are so many things going on right now that are so hard for people to understand out there because they're so brainwashed. And as we've said before, you know, you're so brainwashed. They're spending so much money on you. You should actually feel really special. They're doing a number on us, and many, many don't see it. This topic in this hour is going to drive right close to home because this is about land ownership, your home. And I know that you need this information. Last week, I mentioned the fact that, that land patents and so forth, there was certain things that we needed to understand and know about, as far as our home ownership goes and the way that they're eroding property rights in this country, right and left. We could talk BlackRock. We could talk all kinds of angles and avenues. But this is so important. My guest is Ron Gibson. I bring you one of my favorites because I mentioned him last week, and then the outpouring of emails on what do we do? How do we do this? What do we, you know, what happens? And also, we can discuss some history that is really vital and really necessary to know, especially what happened back in the 40s and how they changed what we receive when we get a mortgage. So welcoming Ron Gibson onto the show, so grateful to have him with me right now because he can answer these kinds of questions. And land ownership is, well, it's vital. It's vital to who we are as a country. Most people don't realize that. Land ownership is what made America its wealth and what made our country our country. And so it's super, super vital that we understand how they've changed this. What they've done to it. This is so important. And in talking about land patents, we're given certain paperwork when we get a mortgage. And this is going to be really important for you to know. So Ron Gibson joins me. And I'm actually really happy about this because I've wanted him to come on for quite a while. He is just stellar at what he knows. He understands history. He understands what land is all about, what land patents are all about, and then how we can move forward as people sort of understanding our history and understanding kind of how to secure ourselves. I think that's one of the most important things is how to secure ourselves. There's a million things we could talk about today. We could talk about land patents. We could talk about Target. We could talk about all the ways in which the country is being eroded. But this is something that I know hits close to home. And as we're kind of, I think, nearing more events, you know, the senators were given satellite phones and all kinds of things have been going on. I think that's a fear-mongering tactic. I think that there's a reason they told us they got satellite phones, because they want us to know that they have them, which they could have done on the down low. But there's all kinds of moving parts right now, moving train shipments, all kinds of things. But then when we come to every day, then this is what we're all concerned about, right? What hits you in your pocketbook, your bank account, and your mortgage. And I know many of you listening have a mortgage, and this will be really, really interesting information. Is Ron on camera yet? Is Ron joining me? Awesome.
I'm here.
Ron, how are you? Ron knows his history, let me tell you. I'm happy to have you, Ron. Ron, can you tell people kind of the gist of what we're talking about when it comes to land patents and what they need to do to secure their person and their property?
Well, the whole nation has been put under this spell that a warranty deed is the title to your property, and that is absolutely not correct. The only title to land in our nation of laws is a land patent, and the land patent is issued by the United States government. With the exception of Texas, it issues their own land patent, but they have the same full force and effect. And Congress and our forefathers collectively made it possible for us to bring that patent benefit forward. We don't create a new patent. We work off the existing patent. And the patent is not only a patent, it's an allodial title. And there's been a lot of controversy over that subject and word called allodial title. And man didn't put that title on there, God did, because the ownership of land is a God-given right. And I have 11 different scriptures in my Bible addresses the fact that God gave us the land, and to claim and to possess and occupy and be productive on our sanctuary, if you please. And so, you know, after 1946, when the Congress unlawfully legislated and enacted the Administrative Procedures Act, everything changed having to do with the ownership of land, or what was then from then on was to perceive to be ownership of land. So not only that, right after they did this unconstitutional enactment, there's a maximum in law that goes like this. One can only claim jurisdiction over that which one creates. So they wanted to get control of all of the land that you and I would own from that point forward. And so what they did, they had to redefine lawful terms and make them legal terms. And for instance, they changed the definition of land to real estate. Real estate is not a lawful term having to do with land, but for them to get control over it under that maximum of law, then in essence they did that. The other thing that they changed, just to mention a couple, is the very fact of our police force. It used to be called peace officers. They were to quiet conflict down. Well, they changed that to law enforcement. In other words, we're going to control you by force. The other one among many, but coroner. The coroner had unlimited ability and freedom to investigate any kind of crime that he was brought in to do the investigating. Well, now they call him the medical examiner, and he no longer has that freedom. He's under the jurisdiction of the state police. Well, and then the list goes on and on and on and on. And so what we have... Go ahead.
So there are several things that changed in the 40s, and one of them was, right now, if everybody looked in their mortgage, they would see a warranty deed, right?
Correct.
A warranty deed. Okay, that warranty deed, I think everyone thinks that's their title to their property when they're paying on a mortgage. And this can be when you buy it outright or you're making payments. You're still under a contract to make those payments, so you have this land. But I think people, what they don't realize is that warranty deed was slipped in there and patents were taken out. We used to receive patents, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So in the warranty deed, if you look at your mortgage paperwork, this does not really solidify your mortgage, your home, what you think you own, correct?
That is correct. What you see on your document, and you look, you don't have to take my word for it. Go pull out your warranty deed, and nowhere on that document will you be listed as an owner. You are listed as a tenant or a tenant in common. What are tenants? They're renters. They won't acknowledge your ownership at all because they don't want you to be in ownership. They want total control of you.
We're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds. There's a lot that he is going to comment on. If you want to email him, he actually helps people with patents. So people were reaching out after last week's show and saying, hey, I want to get a hold of somebody that can help. And the email address is DRITECRG@hotmail.com. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. And I'll be right back with the great Ron Gibson. We'll be talking a little bit about history. We'll talk a little bit about what you should do, how to secure your property, and more importantly, too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour, and so grateful to be able to have Ron Gibson on with me. And he's one of my favorites. I've known him for years, and he's been at this for 35 years. By the way, you listening to the iodine? I started taking iodine and copper. Feel a lot better, I'll tell you that. Those are the things that doctors never tell you about. And that's with the same topic with Ron Gibson too. This is the stuff you never hear about, especially with home ownership and lands. How much changed in the 1940s is insane. And people don't talk about it. They don't know what their mortgage paperwork is. They just kind of take it for granted that, you know, they're going to hand you the right kind of paperwork, but that paperwork changed. You used to get a land patent. And that's totally different. That means you own what's under the soil. Ron Gibson joins me. He speaks all over the country, tells people how to acquire a land patent. It's not a difficult process. And he shows them what to do. And he's got a wonderful book about it. And he also helps people do it. Ron, so let's talk about what's under, too. I mean, that land patent covers what's under that land. I don't know if most people realize there's kind of a dividing line in what they own and what they don't own.
Well, originally, Kate, the patents included everything. And then in 1866, it is, the Congress passed the mining law. And, of course, because of the discovery of gold at Sutter's Mill in California, boy, the search for minerals just exploded. And so people that had what's kind of a difficult way to explain it, but they're called extralateral rights. In other words, if mineral is on an adjacent property and it goes into your patented land, the mineral estate is dominant, so it can go after that, but you have to pay the land to the surface landowner. But prior to that, you got everything, all mineral, any and all minerals that might be within your boundary. But then it came out with what's called the Noble Decision, and the Noble Decision went like this. If mineral was known to exist prior to the issuance of the patent, then the mineral did not pass with the patent. But a lot of the early patents included the mineral. But after the Noble Decision, that issue was separated out. So it depends upon, you know, at what time period that you received your patent, whether you got all the minerals or not.
Excellent. See, this is why I love Ron Gibson. He knows his history. What can I say? So when people come to you and they say, well, I see my warranty deed, but I really want a patent to protect my land from all the shenanigans that they can do in acquiring property, what do you tell people? Because I know that people are thinking, is this process difficult? Can everybody get a patent to the land that they think they own right now?
Well, okay, let's go back just a moment. First of all, I think it's important for the people that don't know and are hearing this maybe for the first time. The patent is unimpeachable at law. It's an allodial title, as I mentioned earlier. And the definition of allodial title is owing to no one, nor to any lord nor superior. So the issue of that land patent, Congress designed that so that no legislative enactment could penetrate it or affect it. It has multiple what we call protective covenants over it. It's born out of the patent, out of the Constitution. So it has a very strategic location and deep-rooted, if I can put it in that context. And so as a result of that, then in essence, there were other protective covenants that were included in that as well. One of them is the Fifth Amendment, the improper takings, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, that says no state can legislate a bill of attainder nor an ex post facto law or impair the obligation of contract. That land patent is a forever contract. It says so right in the patent. So I'm looking at my watch and forever isn't up yet. And because of that issue, then you can, there's a means that Congress intended and is documented in the patent itself. It says in the patent, it is hereby granted to the undersigned, to their heirs and assigns forever. And that all comes from Scripture. There are 11 different Scriptures that address the fact that we have a right, a God-given right of land ownership. So what I do is I help people to bring that forward so that when all of the paperwork is properly filed, then that patent belongs to them. Now, I'll tell you, the Administrative Procedures Act and all of the employees hate that because they don't want to lose control over the individual or their property. So there's, and because of what I do and speaking all over the country, I just came back from Dallas, Texas, and another event there for the 1776 Live event. And I spoke at that, and my golly, the response was just overwhelming. And it, you know, but here's the thing that Kate, if you'd allow me to say, I hear this everywhere, and I mean everywhere. People are sick and tired of government, and they are sick and tired of government infringing upon their life, and they want to be left alone. And that's universal. I don't think I've talked to anybody in the last 40 years, but more so today, that doesn't want that. We're to be a free country, and we're not let be a free country. You can't live your life. You've got domination here. You got land use controls. You got excessive taxes. And I want to talk about that before the show is over today to alert people what's happening and why we better band together. And I mean quickly, or we're going to lose it all. It's that simple.
100%. This episode today, this hour, is all about securing your property, how to do that, because most people don't know what they're missing. And that's why we're doing this today. That's why I invited Ron on, because he is the guy. When it comes to these kinds of issues, this is the man you want to talk to and invite him to speak or get his book, because it will guide you through it. Ron also helps with this, too. And I like Ron because he's a straight shooter. He'll just tell you these are the laws, this is what's going on, and he's been studying this for 35 years. The taxes, I know we have about a minute before the break, but the taxes are a big deal too because people are wondering, wait a second, I could lose my property because of taxes that are being foisted on me, and a lot of people are on Social Security. They can't afford those taxes. It's a problem right now. A lot of people can't afford to keep their property.
It's a huge problem, and it's all part of this enactment there of the people that influenced Congress back in the 1940s, and it's been updated relative to the Agenda 21 program. And I want to explain how this works later on when we have more time. But I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after your land. They're coming after your land. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind either. I talked about how United States and its successor in the Conservation Act, when they wanted farms to go into the Conservation Act, but they could still stay in your name. Same kind of thing. Who's United States' successor? It makes no sense. I'll come back with Ron. He'll expand on these things in just a moment on the Alex Jones Show. I'm sure glad you're joining us for this really important episode. It's a really important hour.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, and my guest is Ron Gibson. He is the aficionado. He is the guy when it comes to land patents, securing your property, and most people don't realize they don't have a land patent because they stopped issuing them in the 40s. Yeah, can't imagine why they would just stop doing that, right? Right. And so he's here to explain. I want you to go into Agenda 21. And I, before you go there, I also want to say this could just take a month or two to do. This is some steps you just need to take. This is not a hard process to go through. Ron can actually help you go through it. He has a wonderful guide, a wonderful book, can actually walk you through it. Ron, tell us about Agenda 21 and the taking of property. I think we're both on the same page here. We know that this is the goal. This is the ultimate goal, is to assume the property of America, correct?
That is correct. Well, they're doing it by multiple ways under their Agenda 21 program on the thing. And the Bar Association is a great participant in this process to divest you of your land, your rights, and your land, your money, and your rights, I guess what I'm trying to say here. And under that Agenda 21, there's a whole lot of stuff tied to that, is to literally destroy this country. And if you look at the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the number one on that is to abolish private property ownership. And it disheartens me greatly. I'm a Vietnam veteran. My father was a World War II veteran. My great-grandfather was a World War I veteran, etc. And we have fought communism in this country for 80 years, roughly. And now we are becoming the very thing that so many men and women gave their life of which to protect us from that very thing. So they're out to divest your rights, as I said, and your property. And then they're doing it by land use regulation. They're doing it by code enforcement, which is part of that. They're doing excessive taxation of the property. They're doing it by environmental restrictions. They're doing it by the bench from unlawful enactments and decisions of the courts. And they're doing it by state legislation and federal legislation there that infringes upon your right and your property. I may say very quickly, there's a case that just came down from the United States Supreme Court several months ago, but it's called West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. And the Supreme Court said that all of these government entities, BLM, Forest Service, Parks Department, all of them that belong to under the government umbrella, had no lawful authority to make any laws or implement rules and try to enforce it as a law against we the people. They said they're not a legislative body. And thank God somebody finally got it right, because they don't have authority. There's a famous case called City of Dallas versus Mitchell, and on the third page of that ruling, the court said it best. Said, our rights don't come from government. Our rights come from our creator. And we're not subject to government, rules and regulations, unless we volunteer to be subject to those rules and regulations. So here we are, we're jumping in. The government said, you have to do that. And the masses of people who don't know your rights jump into that, and then they wonder why they're in bondage. And the way to stay out of that, be careful what you volunteer for, because we've done it in this country for years and years, and then we wonder why we have such a problem.
Absolutely. We've got these 15-minute cities coming in, too. If you go to globalcovenantofmayors.org, you can see all of the, I think there's 182 15-minute cities coming in and being implemented right under our noses. There are so many things that are being done, and money was given around the globe to institute those 15-minute cities and basically get people off lands. I mean, if they can control the lands and tax you out of the lands, talk about taxes for just a moment, too. A lot of people are thinking, can they actually take your home in lieu of taxes?
Well,
if you don't pay those. That's a loaded question.
Boy, I tell you, my mind goes crazy when you ask that question. Let me put it this way as quickly as I can. Simply, that taxation or excessive taxation is one of the main communist means of which divesting people of their land. And what I mean by that, let me tell you a little story real quick, because this is important. I met a lady last November, called me. She was from New Jersey. And she owns a 200-acre piece of property. And this property, there isn't a building on it. There isn't a fence on it. It's just 200 acres of bare ground. She said 10 years ago, her property tax on that 200 acres was about $8,000 and some change. She had just received her 23-24 tax bill on the same property with no improvements, no fences, no nothing. It was exactly the same. Her tax bill was over $88,000. That's what's happening. Now, that same percentage is being applied all the way down. Now, here's the Agenda 21, is that this is systematic. They're applying to this thing, folks. You talk to anybody that has property, their taxes has gone up substantially the year before, this year, and will continue to. So the purpose for that, the marginal people, and I mean marginal by income, that can pay the taxes or buy their medication or whatever, they're struggling already. The electricity, the rent, the sewer, okay? They raise the taxes, so the intent is to wipe that group of people out of their home. When they get all of those out of their home, they will then move the ladder up, and they will take the lower income of the middle class, and they will wipe them out of their property. When that's done, they will move it up and take the middle of the middle class out by taxation. Then they will move up to the upper end or the higher end of the middle income class, and they will wipe them out. The goal is this, folks, that they don't want you to own anything. They want you to come begging. They want you to ask this with your hat in hand. And everything is by permission, not by right or ownership. And we better wake up. The other thing that they've done is that when our nation was created, and I'm quite a history student, that we were a nation of laws, godly laws. It's called common law. That's the reason that there were boundaries that God gave. Well, then when the attorneys decided, well, we can't deal with that. That's too restrictive. So then when the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act was enacted, then they created what's called statutes and codes. Statutes and codes are not law, but that's what they tried to shove down our throat and did. Now there's a transition again. We've wore that out. Now let's move the ladder down further in the gutter, and now we're going to go on assumption and presumption. I did a law class here a while back on the 12 presumptions of the court. You talk about something want to make you throw up. Just read that. Oh. It's on the internet here. And boy, I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after us in every way they possibly can. And your land ownership is the basis of that, so we better protect it.
We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. You might have questions like, well, what if I'm just paying on a mortgage? Can I still get the land patented? And we'll ask those questions right when we get back for Ron Gibson, DRITECRG at hotmail.com. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Last segment of the hour with Ron Gibson. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and I have a couple of questions for Ron. I do want to give you the email address to contact him, and this email address is D as in David, R as in Ryan, I-T-E, C as in Cat, R as in Ryan, G as in Gate, at hotmail.com. So D-R-I-T-E-C-R-G at hotmail.com, and you can contact Ron directly. And ask him questions. He tours the country and talks about these issues, and they're so vital. A lot of people are going to ask, if I'm making payments, I just started making payments on a mortgage, am I entitled to be able to get my land patent before it's paid off? That's a question you probably get a lot, Ron.
And the answer to that is yes. You can bring your land patent form forward, and you're really bringing the all of the protective covenants and the benefit of that patent. We are not creating a new patent. Don't have the authority to do that. But the existing patent spells it out about the heirs and assigns forever. So what was issued to the first recipient of that patent, that if you're 100 owners down the line, you still get the same protective covenant and full benefit of that original grantee.
Excellent. And then also, did people notice in the 1940s when they stopped getting this patent and they only started getting the warranty deed instead? Was there an outcry? Were people kind of concerned about this, or did it go under the radar?
Well, several things happened in my research of this. First of all, remember, all these men were coming back from the war from the previous year. The war ended in 1945. Right. And people wanted to get married. They wanted to buy land. There was a tremendous transition within this country because the war was over. And they knew that it would be hard for people to catch on what they were doing. Another government deception and lies and fraud committed upon the people. So that's how this whole transition took place. I'm going to share this too. People ask me all the time, well, if the patent is a true title, how did I end up getting this warranty deed? When the Administrative Procedures Act was enacted, and all of this transition of redefining lawful term. So if you bought property, say, prior to that enactment of Congress unlawfully, you brought it to the recorder's office to get it recorded, they took that land patent and they stuffed it in the back room and they issued back what's called a warranty deed. And a few of them said, where's my patent? And what the government people told them, that being in the recorder's office and other state legislators, well, that's just your new type of patent that we've issued back, which was no patent at all. So, in essence, they stole those titles. Did you hear what I said? Stole those titles. And that's why they called it real estate. Real estate means that the state is claiming to own your land. Then the proof is in the pudding on your warranty deed because it says you're a tenant or a tenant in common if you're a husband and wife.
I think people's jaws drop when they're hearing this because nobody talks about this ever. And this is why I brought you into this very important hour, for everyone to hear because everybody needs to know how to secure their person and their property against the tyranny that's even coming in spades. What else do you want people to understand about this process? Because I know they're trying to wrap their brain around the fact that they thought they had all of that, but they actually don't. And so what else do you want people to know about this?
Well, I want to digress just a moment, Kate, if I may. And that is the issue, go back to what you mentioned a little bit earlier, and that's the taxes. If you look at Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it says in there that no state can legislate a bill of attainder. And this bill of attainder is when the state enacts legislation, they act as the authority, they act as an accuser to you, they act as the arresting entity, they also are the judge and the jury, and they also are the executors. And what I mean by that is the very fact that that's what a tax foreclosure consists of is a bill of attainder. It is also an ex post facto, and it also impairs the obligation of contract. They're guilty on all three of those that the Constitution says they have no authority to do. So what they do is that when you have a tax foreclosure, that bill of attainder says that you have no opportunity to have a jury trial. Not a court hearing, but a jury trial. So therefore, there is what's called compensatory taking. In other words, without authority or jurisdiction. So what they do is they advertise your property in the thing. They make demand first, and then they advertise your property in the paper, and then they just have the sheriff go to the courthouse, and they sell your property on the courthouse steps. There is more stuff wrong with that from a lawful standpoint that I can even mention in 10 hours of program on Kate Daly's program here. But that's what they're doing.
On the Alex Jones Show. Right, on the Alex Jones Show today. So on this, I think what people need to realize is we're not, you know, this isn't about not, you know, paying your taxes or anything like that. This is about securing that property from those who might want to steal it from you. And so this is about having the right documentation in place to prevent this from happening, because most people in the country do not even know about this. They do not understand. They don't have this right paperwork.
That's correct. I was going to mention, too, is the fact that this whole issue of this taxation on the thing, the land patent was never to be taxed. So, and I have challenged many a researcher that to go and find where the taxing of your private property, that's called an ad valorem tax. And there is no constitutional provision in our federal constitution nor any of the 50 state constitutions that allow the taking of your property by taxation or to even tax the property. And the problem that we have with that is that, like you said, very few people even understand what to do. They complain, but they won't stand up. We the people, folks, if you look at your Constitution, the three words that are absolutely astounding, we the people, we are, that means that we're kings of our land. When you have a land patent, you're king of your individual piece of land within this great nation. And we're not
and
doing
got
what
it's... Like, right?
I'm sorry?
And you've got something to fight with. Right now, people don't have much to fight with. And this gives you something to fight with, and you own all the minerals under your land as well, which is it's a big deal.
And that's the reason that land patent, because it's unimpeachable at law. In other words, nothing can penetrate it. Well, they're violating that all the time, which means that our government in all segments has no honor. You know, the Bible says a man without honor is nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they find DC. So, you know, they're about the equivalent of a cockroach. So, they're hell bent on going in one direction and one direction only. So, and I so appreciate all your work on this, because you help people do it if they don't want to do this. And you also teach people how to do it. And this is so important, because it's not that big of a, it's not that big of a deal. Anyone can do this, correct?
That is correct, but they have to be done correctly, and not that I'm trying to get the business, because that's not my point at all, but a number of people have done them themselves, and because it's a lawful document, it has to be done correctly, so I just leave it at that.
Well, I love what you're doing, and I actually can vouch for you on that. He's not about the business. He's about helping people, because he wants to make sure that people can stand up to the tyranny, and this is one way to do it. When Ron Gibson says stand up, these are the kinds of things that we do across the country to take a stand against this kind of overwhelming tyranny, and there are more things coming down the line. 20 seconds, Ron. What do you want people to know?
Well, don't be afraid
how to get a hold of it.
Really, yeah.
But
don't be afraid to step forward and protect your land, folks. And I want to tell you something real quickly. I was talking to a group of men there, and I told them that without land, I said, a man has nothing. I said, you don't have rights, right. You don't have. And one guy says,
nothing.
He said, well, all I do is go rent it. I said, who are you going to rent it from? The guy that owns it? And I said,
Ron Gibson, thank you. It's DRITECRG at Hotmail.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.